What are you looking at? Oh, there they go. The new magic advisor. Just strutting down the hallway like they own it. They've had that position for what? Half a day? Oh, wow. They used a light spell instead of a torch. Show off. You think they're hot? Ugh, I'm going to be mean to them. Yeah, I have to make them ready for court. I hate this job. No, I already know their size. I wasn't staring at them. Ugh, get back to work. That's what I'm going to do. You are the newly appointed magic advisor to a powerful queen who rules to the west. Your rise through the ranks has been swift. And you hear and ignore curious whispers as you make your way to your newly appointed luxurious rooms in the palace. But before you can set down your bags, there is a knock at your door. A sullen woman in dark clothing enters your room before you can answer her knock. Tailor tape is hung around her neck, and there's a thick stack of illustrations in her hand. She glowers at you with an intensity that makes your words wither in your mouth. Four servants enter behind her, their arms full of expensive-looking clothing and jewelry. Hi. What? Do you think I'm here to congratulate you? Your predecessor fell off a cliff because he thought the scouts were lying to him on a foggy day. You don't have big shoes to fill, and I don't congratulate people. Yeah, hang on. What? Just put the clothes on the bed and the jewelry on the desk. Great. Now what are you standing around for? Go away. Yes, I'm working alone. It's not unusual. Make sure you close the door behind you. Ugh. Good help would be easier to find if we started using the guillotine. But the necromancy school had to make a big stink about it. So, you're not much of a talker, huh? I don't know how that's gonna pan out for you as an advisor. You think I'm in the wrong room? No, I'm the stylist. Her Grace wants me to get your wardrobe ready for court. She's very particular. You know how royals are. They live and die by their aesthetics. It's one of the few good things about them. Why do you look shocked? You didn't think you were going to serve the court in that, did you? What's wrong with your outfit? Where do I start? The cut isn't flattering, the color is wrong for you, it's out of season, your shoes don't match, and you don't have enough jewelry on. Yes, it is a slight improvement over those wool robes you wore this winter, but it's spring now, and... Never mind how I know what you wore. I'm the royal stylist, it's my job. Would I tell you how to advise Her Grace on magic? No, I didn't think so. Quit being annoying and stand still. I have to be really close to you, so just deal with it, okay? Your neck. Stretch it out. Spine straight. I need to measure. Okay. Not that I care, but why do you smell like lilac? Don't smirk at me. It's annoying. There aren't any lilacs around here. They're not native. So why are you wearing a scent that's obviously imported? Do you have a lover with better taste than you or something? I don't care. I could just as easily do this with a gag in your mouth. All I need is your body. Your necromancy jokes aren't funny. Turn around. I'm sick of your face. Left shoulder. Quit slouching like a tired student. Right shoulder. Spine straight, please. Down the back. The way. What? Oh, you're ticklish? Aww. So are dumb babies and puppies. Get a grip. You're my canvas and I have work to do. Waist is inseam. Okay, Chuckles. Turn around again. Hold this. Right. Last one. Okay. Go stand by the mirror at the window. Hey, those are my designs. Put them down. They actually don't look like you. You're just so basic, you could be mistaken for a mannequin. Wow, you really think all my designs are of you? You're deluded by ego. And I don't care which ones you like. Yeah, the lines are good on that one. It's really going to elongate the legs and draw the eye, especially since your torso is... Ugh! What am I doing? I'm the stylist. I don't have to explain myself to some bright-eyed newcomer. Give those back before I turn you into a pincushion. You're really not gonna let this go, huh? You think the measurements on the designs are yours? Didn't I just threaten you with needles? Did you know a part of the needle is called a shank? Yeah, getting stabbed is a great way to feel something. Keep trying me and you'll see what I mean. Oh, you think it's impressive I know how to sew? A stylist who can't sew is just a clothing secretary. But thank you. It's a lot of work. I said not all the designs are of you. Why did I need to take your measurements if I already had them? I was just confirming. I wrote down my best guess on the designs. You're so annoying. You've had your fun, so stand by the mirror. I'm not smiling, shut up. I need to do comparisons with this fabric. See if you're warm, cool, or neutral. Be still. Yeah, it's your undertone. How did you know that? Here, give me your wrist. I'm not looking for an excuse to hold your hand. You know, if you quit deluding yourself, you might learn something. Here, on the inside of your wrist, where the skin is very thin, do you see the veins? Yeah. If they're blue, you're cool toned, and if they're green, you're warm toned. I don't know anything about being in the sun, but apparently if you're warm toned, you usually tan without getting a burn. What happens if you can't tell? It means your undertones are neutral, and my job gets a lot easier. Yeah, everything looks good on you when you're neutral. It's a lot more complicated than that, but now you've learned something. You're welcome. I'm not rubbing my thumb along the inside of your wrist. I'm just double checking. What? I'm working. Stop staring at me. So you're grabbing my wrist now? Don't be so forward. Just because you've moved up in the world doesn't mean that everyone wants you. I'm not pulling back. So you pull me forward? What are you... Find your patience before I lose mine. You think a couple designs means I'm some doe-eyed idiot that's gonna degrade myself by fawning over you? You're the one who should be fawning, begging. You don't know how much I like you. Maybe I just like you enough to kill you last when I finally snap. Maybe I think you look good but sound dumb. No, I'm not gonna tell you how much. Like I would make it that easy. Don't lean back. You should kiss me. And then we'll see. I'm not clutching at your shirt. I just really hate this outfit you're wearing. Shut up. You're taking me out for dinner tomorrow. And you're going to wear an outfit I picked out for you. Good. Now face the mirror. I have so many ideas. Ugh, you talked for too long, and now the sun is setting. It's too dark, and I need to see my fabric swatches. Can you do that thing where you cast the spell and make the light appear? You can see my reflection smiling. Don't tell anyone about it, okay? I'm very private. Tell me something about yourself. We have a long night ahead of us.